Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we'll take a trip to Nevada, celebrate a couple of birthdays, and take an airplane flight, so you might want to get out a ballpoint pen and take some notes. Speaking of ballpoint pens, last week, November 29th in 1945, the first commercially made ballpoint pens went on sale at Gimbel's Department Store in New York City. Over 5,000 people were lined up at the doors, and Gimbel's had taken out a full-page ad in the New York Times the day before promoting the sale of the fantastic, miraculous fountain pen, guaranteed to write for 2 years without refilling. The pen sold for $12.50, and Gimbel's sold out of their entire stock of 10,000 pens on the first day. So here to commemorate the ballpoint pen are some songs about writing, beginning with Al Boley.
A letter and make lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. Enclosed with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. Feeling better, enclosed with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and
it's written all over your face that someone has taken my place. Everything about you gives me the sign. Soon I'll be without you, you're no longer mine. It's written all over your face. The truth is so hard to erase. I can understand what you don't dare to say, 'cause the touch of your hand says the flame died away. My arms don't inspire, your lips have no fire, your kisses are cold as ice. Your eyes seem to say, let's call it a day. To me it's farewell to paradise. A stranger can see at a glance that this is the end of romance. There's no need pretending, I see that it's the ending. It's written all over your face. It's written all over your face. Someone has gone and taken my place. Now every little thing about you gives me the sign that soon I'll be without you. You're no longer mine. Oh, it's written all over your face. I know the truth is hard to erase, and that is why I understand what you don't care to say. 'Cause the touch of your hand says a flame died away. My arms don't inspire, your lips have no fire, your kisses are cold as ice. Your eyes seem to say, let's call it a day. To me it's farewell to paradise. A stranger can see at a glance that this is the end of romance. There's no need pretending, I see that it's the ending. It's written. Oh,
The syncopating harmonists from New Orleans, the Boswell sisters, Connie, Martha, and Helvetia, better known as Vet, and It's Written All Over Your Face from December 10, 1934. Before the Boswell sisters, it was Thomas Wright Fats Waller and his rhythm in New York on May 8, 1935, and I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, with the music by Fred Allert and the lyric by Joe Young. And we began the show with Lou Stone and his Monsignor Band and I Can't Write the Words. Pianist and songwriter Lou Stone was born in 1898 in London and played with Bert Ralton in the 20s. In 1927, he was arranging for Ambrose, Jack Payne, and Roy Fox, and in 1932 formed his own band, which played at the Monsignor Restaurant. That record was waxed on November 16, 1932, and will be celebrating its 70th birthday in a couple of weeks. The vocalist was Al Boley, along with a trio consisting of Joe Crossman, Joe Ferry, and Nat Ganella. I Can't Write the Words was written by Gerald Marks and Buddy Fields. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL 88.7 FM in Avalon and on Radio Free World at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, on November 2nd in 1947, the largest airplane ever built made its one and only flight. It was named Hercules, had a wingspan of 319 feet 11 inches, and was flown over Long Beach Harbor at an altitude of 70 feet for just 1 minute. You probably know it by its more common nickname, the Spruce Goose, a name which its designer, owner, and pilot, Howard Hughes, despised. In fact, the plane, designed to carry cargo and 700 troops, was made primarily of birch, not spruce, and was made out of wood because steel was a critical material needed for the war effort. The 200-ton, $25 million plane was originally conceived by steelmaker and shipbuilder Henry J. Kaiser, but he later pulled out of the joint venture with Hughes. The Spruce Goose is now in the Captain Michael King Smith Evergreen Aviation Educational Center near McMinnville, Oregon. So here to commemorate the flight of the H-1 Hercules are some rapidly rotating records about flying, beginning with the Dorsey Brothers.
Thank you.
Boop-boopy-doop. You're probably more familiar with Shirley Temple's version of On the Good Ship Lollipop, but this version by Mae Questel, the cartoon voice of Betty Boop, itself sold 2 million copies in the 1930s. The Good Ship Lollipop in the song is an airplane and not a sailing ship, so it gets included in this set of flying songs to commemorate the one and only flight of the Spruce Goose on November 2, 1947. On the Good Ship Lollipop is from the 1934 Shirley Temple picture Bright Eyes and was written by Sidney Clare and Richard Whiting. We'll be featuring the songs of Richard Whiting in a couple of weeks in connection with his birthday. Before Mae Questel, we heard Lionel Hampton on the vibes and a song written by Hampton, Sid Robin, and Benny Goodman, Flying Home, recorded February 26, 1940. And we began that set of flying songs with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra and a song written by Frankie Trumbauer and Jimmy Dorsey, Tailspin, from February 6, 1935. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request for a particular song or artist? You can send your requests or comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Last week, October 29th, marked the birth in 1891 of Fania Borach. You may know her better as Fanny Bryce, the central figure in the loosely biographical film Funny Girl, starring Barbra Streisand. Early on, Fania decided to become a performer, and in 1908, after dropping out of school, she joined a burlesque revue as a chorus girl. She soon changed her name to Bryce to try to avoid being cast as a Jewish stereotype, but despite her efforts to become a serious actress and singer, she rose to stardom performing comedy with a Yiddish accent, although she did not speak Yiddish. One of her few non-ethnic successes was in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1921 with her rendition of My Man. She starred in the Ziegfeld Follies in the 1920s and 30s, in Hollywood movies, and in 1938 her own weekly radio show, where she created her character, the precocious, bratty Baby Snooks. Fanny Bryce died on May 29th, 1951. Here are three songs from Fanny Bryce.
Morning, I'll be getting up. Morning, I'll be setting up a tiny table. I can't see the good goodbye. Still
can be happy with somebody else. I can't without you, without you. For you I'm strong, I'm crazy about you. Ouch, my goucher, don't stay too long. I need a little little who, little oh, and I'm knocking on wood. Honey, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. It's so hard to be good. I'd rather be blue thinking of you. I'd rather be blue over you than be happy with somebody else. Will I be good? Will I be bad? Don't be a fool, you fool. My little flat, I'm turning that into a Sunday school. While you're away, I'm here to say there'll be no Iceman there. Singing the blues, I'm gonna use nothing but frigid air. Still, I'd rather be blue thinking of you. I'd rather be blue over you.
An example of Fanny Bryce's dialectal skill. Yes, dialectal is a word. I looked it up. From the show Why Worry, which opened at the Harris Theater on August 23, 1918, Fanny Brice and I'm an Indian, recorded November 18, 1921. That record's 81st birthday is coming up in a couple of weeks. I'm an Indian was preceded by I'd Rather Be Blue Over You Than Be Happy With Somebody Else from the film My Man. Fanny Brice with Leonard Joy and the Victor Orchestra on December 14, 1928. And we started with Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love, Fanny Brice in 1930. Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. Quick, what was the 36th state admitted to the Union? Correct, Nevada. One doesn't usually associate Nevada with snow, but the name Nevada is from the Spanish word for snowy. Nevada was admitted to the Union on October 31, 1864. Nevada is known as the Silver State, and being the most arid state in the nation, the state flower is sagebrush. The state bird is the mountain bluebird. And since Nevada is the gambling capital of the United States, here to commemorate Nevada's entry into the Union are some songs about gambling. Now, you thought I was going to play songs about snow, didn't you?
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start and melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand. A beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? What beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
Numbers on my mind. Well, I bought a three-way ticket, and they told me where to stick it. I've got horses, numbers mine. Wait, little bitty horse and great big horses, numbers mine. Oh, I've got horses, numbers on my mind. Well, I bought a pair of glasses just to watch the horses running. I've got horses, numbers on my mind. Again, I got some more horses. I got some more numbers on my mind, yeah. I've got horses, numbers on my mind. Now, I thought he was a horse's jockey, but he only cared for the horses. Stable, I've got horses, numbers on my mind. Oh, horses, it's the same spotted horse on my mind. Yeah, and I bought a number on my mind. When other horses started, my horse stood right there and I've got horses, numbers on my mind.
Some songs about gambling to commemorate the admission of Nevada to the Union as the 36th state on October 31st, 1864. We just heard Fanny Watson from the show Monte Cristo Jr., which opened at the Winter Garden Theater on February 12, 1919, and who played poker with Pocahontas, recorded in April of 1919. Who Played Poker with Pocahontas was written by Fred Allert, Sam Lewis, and Joe Young. Then it was Horses and Numbers, recorded in Hot Springs, Arkansas during the horse racing season on March 16, 1937, by Albert Gale and his orchestra, with the vocal by Marvin Skeets Morris. And we started that gambling set with The Song Is You, written by Oscar Hammerstein and Jerome Kern. That's from Music in the Air, and was recorded in November 1932. So what does The Song Is You have to do with gambling? Well, it was recorded by Eddie Duchin and his Park Central Casino Orchestra. But of course, you know that casino in that context doesn't actually refer to gambling. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Last week, October 31st, marked the birth in 1896 in Chester, Pennsylvania, of Ethel Howard. You may know her as Ethel Waters. Remembered now primarily for her Broadway and film roles, she toured in vaudeville as a singer and dancer in the teens, billed as Sweet Mama Stringbean. She made her recording debut in 1921 on Cardinal Records, but switched to the Black Swan label, where she recorded Down Home Blues and Oh Daddy. She was accompanied by artists such as Fletcher Henderson, Coleman Hawkins, Duke Ellington, and James P. Johnson, as well as white musicians Jack Teagarden, Benny Goodman, and Tommy Dorsey. She appeared in a number of Broadway musicals in the late 20s, and her film career began in 1929 in the Warner Brothers picture On With the Show, in which she sang Am I Blue? Waters received two Academy Award nominations, one for 1949's Pinky and for Member of the Wedding in 1953. She also starred in the 1950s television series Beulah. Ethel Waters died in Chatsworth, California on September 1, 1977. Here's Ethel Waters.
Since the lucky night I found you, I've hung around you just like a fool, falling head and heels in love like a kid out of school. My poor heart is in an awful state now, but it's too late now to call a halt. So if I become a nuisance, it's all falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see when you do the things you do? If I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as any kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms. But don't blame me. Mm-hmm. it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. You got to blame that kiss, 'cause it's sweet as any kiss can be. And blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me.
A lonely woman waiting on the weary shore. I'm just a woman that's only human, one you should be sorry for. Woke up this morning alone about dawn. Without a warning I found he was gone. How could he do it? Why should he do it? He never done it before. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? Why, you'd be too if each plan with your man done fell through. There was a time when I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay until today? Now he's gone and withdrew. Am I blue? I know it. He's in Chicago and I'm down here in Birmingham, trying to get the money to go and find my honey. I am, yes indeed I am. I've got the blues in my heart and my shoes want to start, yet I'm in a jam, a terrible jam. Oh, don't ask me, am I blue? Why do you ask me, am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Again you ask me, am I blue? Why would you be too? If each plan which a man has done fell through. Don't I remember the time when I was his only one? But look at me now, I'm the sad and lonely one. Oh, didn't I used to be gay? Oh, till today. Down and with you, Lord, am I blue.
Away, messing around.
was a wise old soul, had all the gals under his control. But if he was alive today, sheiks would steal his broads away. Messing around would be him messing around.
Ethel Waters and her jazz band, July 29th, 1926, and Everybody Mess Around. That's Around, A-R-O-U-N. Before that, from the Warner Brothers picture On With the Show, it was Am I Blue, written by Harry Axt and Grant Clark. Ethel Waters recording on May 14th, 1929. And we began that tribute to Ethel Waters with Don't Blame Me, a Dorothy Fields Jimmy McHugh song recorded in July of 1933. Guess what? We have time for one more. Here's Ethel Waters and her jazz band and Heebie Jeebies.
Yes, ma'am.
Mama's got to do the heebie-jeebies.
Oh,
I got to do that dance. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.